Welcome to Brazil Workers Podcast by CESP com Lutas Labor and People's Federation from São Paulo. My name is Samia Gabriela Teixeira, and every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Brazilian time, we will address labor and people's issues. Today, we will talk to Herbert Claros from CESP com Lutas Executive Board on the meeting of CESP com Lutas National Coordination and with Fabio Bosco about São Paulo subway workers' strike. With the outbreak of the subway workers' strike last Monday, the company and the government were forced to back down on the 10% wage reduction imposed unilaterally last week. Fabio, tell us about the subway workers' strike today. The company had cut wages and rights, but retreated, right? How it was?
Hello, Samia. Yes, São Paulo Subway Company cut 10% of workers' wages and wanted to take 26 labor rights from our contract. Yesterday, subway workers held online mass meeting and decided to go on a strike starting midnight. When the night shift did not show up at 10 p.m., the company sent a message half an hour later, agreeing not to take concessions and withdrawing the 10% cut. The union called another online mass meeting at midnight, and 1:15 a.m., workers agreed to halt strike action. We still had delay in opening these stations in the morning, but at 8 a.m. the subway was fully working. It was a difficult struggle. What was positive is that it showed that concessions is not the way to move forward.
Other companies are cutting jobs, wages, and rights. Are the bosses going bankrupt?
Major corporations are not. The NGO Oxfam released the result of a survey showing that the 42 wealthiest Brazilians earned $34 billion during the pandemic. It's 27% increase in their wealth. And you see, the workers are losing rights, are losing jobs, are losing lives. 1,000 Brazilians have been dying every day due to coronavirus for the last 3 weeks. 40 million Brazilians have no jobs. And French corporation Renault dismissed 750 workers. Do you think that Renault can find another solution? The workers believe Renault can find alternatives, and they have been on strike for a week. APP food delivery workers held another protest on July 25 for better pay and working conditions. Workers do not have another way out. They must stand up and fight back.
Yes, for sure. Thank you very much, Fabio. The CESP com Lutas held a national meeting coordination virtually on last Friday and Saturday. This meeting was an important moment for the organization of the CESP com Lutas at this time of pandemic. Now, Herbert, please, tell us more about the CESP com Lutas national meeting.
The CESP com Lutas national coordination meeting took place last Friday and Saturday. For the first time, we did it online. The meeting was attended by 225 delegates and 226 observers. They were delegates from unions and social organizations like homeless, peasants, and native Brazilians. On top of international and national situation, we addressed the struggles in Brazil. The meeting was important to share the experiences of struggles and resistance in the midst of the pandemic. Delegates passed resolutions on international solidarity campaigns and new National Day of Action against President Bolsonaro, called by CSP com Lutas and other labor federations for August 7th.
Which are international campaigns CSP com Lutas is involved now?
We addressed 6 international campaigns. Freedom for Chilean political prisoners, He Hired Chicago bus driver Eric Slater, Free Argentinian shop steward Sebastian Romero, Drop all charges on Mexican labor lawyer Susana Prieto. No annexation of Palestinian lands. Free Palestine. from the river to the sea, freedom to Italian political prisoners, Cesare Battisti. After the meeting, we learned about the struggle at Comarca Laguna in Mexico, near the border with the US, against the poison of water, which we stand in solidarity as well.
Thank you very much, Herbert. And that's all. Next week at 5 p.m. Brazilian time, we will be back. Solidarity forever.